Number 142 from February 2018, Secret Christians. I usually call my sister Karen in Minnesota every Saturday to find out how the family is doing up there and what's been going on. Invariably, I get a church report from her because she is involved with three different Lutheran churches in some way. She is a member of one, goes to Bible class at another, and plays music for the children at the third church. Then I give her a report as to how the Lutherans are doing down here in Indiana. Karen said that they had 7 funerals this month at the church she belongs to, and 3 of them were on one weekend. Well, that ought to keep Pastor Eversoul off the streets for a while, I told her, and she agreed. There seems to be a pattern that we are having a lot more funerals than we are baptisms among the Lutherans, I added. She agreed to that. This is a distressing pattern. You don't have to be a genius to figure out that if you keep losing more members than you're taking in, it won't be too long before you no longer exist as a congregation. Even in the new math, if you keep subtracting more than you're adding, that can't work out forever. Furthermore, it seems rather selfish to just hope that there can still be a congregation left to bury me and then let it go at that. Of course, baptizing infants is not the only way that a congregation can get new members. There are millions of people in our country that have no church affiliation whatsoever, and some of them could join. The glitch in this process is that someone would have to tell these folks how their own faith and worship is important and meaningful to them, and then invite the people to come and see what is going on in their congregation. Ah, therein lies the rub. These are Lutherans, and Lutherans are not very inclined to share that kind of information. We have never been known as a people who are gushy about the gospel. We may wax rhapsodic about the pork tenderloins at the new restaurant in town. We may be giddy that the local football team has won a championship. We may have 43 pictures of our granddaughter taking her first steps and insist on everybody seeing them. We might insist that our friends see the latest Star Wars movie. But we are not very likely to say anything about the hope that is in us in Jesus Christ. That somehow seems too personal, even though we will gladly show folks medical pictures of our intestines and other private things. Earlier today, I read the story about how Jesus healed a man of his leprosy, and I saw a Lutheran connection. Jesus healed him, told him to go show the priest that he was healed, and then he was free. Jesus told the man to not say anything about who healed him or how it was done. Jesus didn't want to just become the next sideshow miracle worker and be hindered from carrying out the rest of his ministry. Even though the leper was told to say nothing about Jesus, he couldn't contain himself and went and blabbed it about to anybody who would listen. Oh, if only that leper had been a Lutheran! Jesus' secret would have been safe with him.